Good morning, this is Ben Jensen on Livestock Lines. Today we are hearing from Don Schiefelbein, the former president of NCBA. He will be speaking about the recent NCBA convention as well as his expectations for 2023 in the cattle industry.
Well, first of all, it's been going incredibly well. You know, you need a venue like this where we have cattlemen from coast to coast, north to south, right? All getting together, all discussing, all figuring out what should be our course in terms of where do we need to be heading in all our various issues. And it was so exciting for me to see all the cattle feeding states all huddled up, all trying to figure out, boy, what can we agree on? What can we point our ship in the right direction so we can begin to solve some of these industry problems?
Mm-hmm. What part of the NCBA convention has been the most enlightening for you that you'd maybe want to focus on more of in this coming year?
Well, I think if you went to our animal health and well-being conference, you'll see that, boy, traceability has become front and center. And there's a lot of discussion on USDA, as you know, just released their traceability rule. And of course, as the government sometimes does, they put a rule out that maybe in a place or two lacks a little common sense. So what we're trying to do is get proactive, figure out where we can tweak those rules and how we can chart a direction forward that allows us to be good stewards should a foreign disease attack our country, and to make sure we have a plan in place that we can avoid a complete shutdown for our industry.
What has been the most exciting part being here?
Well, I guess a lot of people I'm getting feedback in is they were interested to hear Taylor Sheridan's thoughts on the beef industry. People, you know, they've heard a lot about him. They've seen him. Of course, he's the most aggressive writer now on all the streaming things. Like, he's got 9 different programs all being written right now. So everybody's kind of curious to see, who is this guy labeling himself as a cattleman? Is he true to what his word is? And boy, I think the crowd got enlightened yesterday because, boy, he understood our industry, he understood what we're up against, and he is weaving those issues into his show in an attempt to make sure people understand what really matters and is important to our way of life.
And again, everybody, for listening, if you don't know who Taylor Sheridan is, he is the producer, correct, of Yellowstone, that well-known Western show that many people will watch. Well, I appreciate you joining me here, Don. From the last year, from a cattle market standpoint, do you expect to see anything similar in 2023 in terms of some of the decline in herd populations we had? Are you, any anticipations there?
Well, usually good prices brings more cattle. So what the problem, or not the problem, what's going to probably occur is all of a sudden people are going to be saying, boy, given these prices, given these break-evens, it's time to keep some heifers back. And of course, that's when the real contraction occurs, and that's when the highest prices occur. So I think it's going to be a double whammo. People are going to begin to start keeping significant heifers back next year. The result will be probably the best prices we've seen ever, probably.
That is all today for Livestock Lines. Again, you've been hearing from the outgoing president of the NCBA, Don Schiefelbein, and he has been speaking about the recent National Cattlemen's Beef Association convention in New Orleans, as well as his expectations for this upcoming year of 2023. Again, this has been Livestock Lines, and this has been your host, Ben Jensen, here on KFRM 550 AM.